Let's go. Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Back again. Oh my God. I am so fucking sorry. Shamelessly, I am back. The last time I was here was in January. And I actually just dropped by to just say Happy New Year, and then I left because I think I was supposed to come back later, which I did. I haven't reviewed the episode. Oh, I am so bad at this thing. I am very bad. So, my apologies. Also, another big thing is I always have my anniversaries on March. So, and today's June. As you can see by the title of this episode, it's my birthday episode. Is this what we're doing, Donata, now? Is this what we're doing? You'll be coming back here to doing... I either say Happy New Year or I say Happy Birthday to myself. You know what? When I said we are just going with the flow, this is what I meant. Shamelessly. Shamelessly with the flow. Maybe the next time you see me here will be... I'm pregnant. No, I'm not planning to do that. I can't even say I'm like fully back to do episodes. But we'll see. Let's see how life happens. So, without going so further, let me just say I am 2 years. Woo, 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 woo. No, the thing is, I actually forgot to come back on March to do an episode where I'm like reviewing all the, what do you call, the episode, because that's what I do when I'm doing an anniversary. But yeah, it just dawned on me, I think last week, that you're actually 2 years old with the future. I'm doing this thing on my own. I think that's why I'm so reluctant. But yeah, you know who are not sorry? Women are not sorry. I just saw an episode, not an episode. I need to calm down. Such an episode. I just saw a TikTok video just few minutes ago, and someone just said, do you know who are not under the sea? Women. When I say in 2023, fear women. So, how do we start this boat? How do we roll this boat? Child Gina Sale, have you guys been good? Should I do an intro? I don't even think I remember how to do an intro, but let's just do an intro. Hey guys, welcome to the Future Podcast, and I'll be your host, Donata Obiambo. This is my shit! This is mine! I mean saying that. I was planning to do an edited episode of this one, but now I am coughing like a donkey. Nakoa kama punda. We are doing a birthday episode, but before that, where the fuck have you been, Donata? Up and down, apakule. I've just been around. I don't think I've been anywhere. It's like, oh, no. But I went to see my grandma. I think that's the only thing that happened in the last 3-4 months from my dad's side. I also went back to my high school. Ooh, that was something else. Trust me when I tell you, I had anxiety at the fucking gate. I could not breathe properly. I had to take a seat Kwanza. But the good thing is I went with my friend Fifi, so she was a good help. And we also met another friend there. And yeah, I've not been there for like six years. 6 years. Is this where you know how old I am? People are like, oh, okay, she finished school 6 years ago at Form 4. That could be 18 years. 18 plus 6. I don't have much. What am I watching? Let's talk what I'm watching. And... okay, what am I watching? I'm watching Love Island. You know, it's that season. It's the season. It's the season. And I'm also watching a K-drama. It's a crime detective one. Chimera. Let's talk about Love Island. I wish I had someone that was like a super fan of Love Island. We talk about how kids at 21 and 22 thinks they are ready for marriage. You know what? I get them. I get them for the show because it's Love Island. These people are like supposed to get a girlfriend or a wife from it. But can we take the process slowly? You guys come here to just... It's like having a match and leave the villa. It's not like you guys are getting married. It's not Love is Blind where you must propose before you move to the next. If it's not a dating breakup, talking sex, it's not working, leave it alone. Why are people at 21, 22 being so matured when it comes to relationship? Also, again, we get it. They're shooting a fucking show, so it's okay. It's fucking okay. Someone also said they wanted to settle down at 22. Fuck you. That's too much pressure on everyone who's 22. Don't do that. I'm not calling them kids. I'm just saying, don't make it a big thing. It is just, I need to pair up with someone. Let's see if it will work outside this area. So let's see. My favorite one was in, was it 8? The one with Kina Amber and Michael. No, I love that one. That one kept me on my toes. Like, I want to see the next episode. What happened? So, yeah. I'm not going to give you spoilers for the Chimera thing. There is a sound on IG that was Kitambo. I want to talk about it later. But let me tell you about something where I can say now this is the TikTok I think most people wanted, where you get educated in the very positive way as possible. After saying all that and I still can't remember her name, I feel so bad. But if you search FGM Survivor, you'll see her. FGM is a practice that is done to girls from a community mostly in East Africa, and I'm talking about Kenya, Somali and Ethiopia. I think they mostly do in those three countries. So the girls talk about how the procedure was done to her. She explained it in detail with even a vagina, a prop. She shows you how the thing was done to her. And for educational purposes, just telling you the procedure and how she's dealing with it now years later, because it was done to her at 8 years, I believe. So I'm not sure. Just go and search FGM Survivor on TikTok. There are so many videos of her explaining it, and she's even kind enough to reply comments. I think that is the most sincere video on TikTok seen in the comment. Most people don't know what this is. The procedure is not known by so many. We had campaigns in Kenya back in 2009, 2010. I don't know how that is going now, because I'm sure it still happened, which is so sad. Because these people believe this is their culture, this is a cultural thing that they have to do. Cultural thing that they make you, they make you become a girl, or they flourish you, they flower you to be a girl. How do you flower someone to be a girl with cutting the clitoris and sewing up the vagina? Make it make sense. In a way, we are like, let's respect people's culture, because there is shaving of hair, there is knocking of teeth, there is spitting of saliva. We get that. But when it comes to something that is inhumane, let me tell you something. She also say that they did that procedure without even numbing. Anesthesia my ass. They did not do that. They did that to you when you are fucking alive and awake. Like, you have to feel all the pain from the cutting to the sewing. I knew it from back then, but now it's coming back and I'm like, you know what? This could still be a thing up to date. This could still be a procedure where guys go through, and it's fucking crazy still in 2023. Anyway. Okay, let's face the elephant in the room. Back the episode. Ah, it's my fucking birthday. Wait, wait. Wapi makofi? A plus one to life. We have had it, a plus one. How do I feel? I don't know. I feel the same. Not that it's supposed to be the main thing. I have no energy to talk about it. But before I start the episode, you remember the thing I was saying about 16 and now I'm 28. So do I still remember what happened to me when I was 16 years old? Oh, God. I was like blackout, blank. I didn't have anything. I had to go deep in it to like, what happened to you, Donata, when you were 16? And then I have something on my body, which I got it when I was 16, and it's not a good story. So it's like, I'm not gonna cry. It's like I have healed from that experience, because I think that was the major thing. And it's like a big step that for me to like move from those dark experiences. No, I'm not talking about very, very, very dark. It's just that something a 16-year could not have handled, but she did. Yes, I did that. I did that shit. Even with having something to be reminded of it, I still had to like, I think I've done great. So when we talk of how I feel, I feel the growth. I feel, I don't want to say the maturity, because no, I can't be the bigger person. I can't be the mature one. I just want to say I feel the growth. That's how I feel. And also I feel very young. But the next question I have to answer is what I have learned. I have learned to go with the flow. You know, that's our motto. Just go with the flow. No pressure. It can't be too much for me. Life is not that serious. So just go with the flow. Go with the flow. What I have not learned. Oh no. To ignore fear. I don't know how to ignore fear, and I'm not talking about roaches fear. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about being scared by things. I'm talking about fear of tomorrow. I still don't know how. It's a process, right? Live by the moment and let anything that comes, let it come. Dembe dembe da 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 da. Nervous is da 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 da. I'm ready to da da. I was listening to that song. The next question is, how is it? How the fuck is it? How is it? I miss my mom. No, it is fulfilling to see how far I have brought myself. It's crazy. For someone who used, I don't want to do this so many times, it's crazy that we've come this far. It's crazy that I have raised who I am now. It's crazy that I'm still raising a woman in me. Take a shot every time you hear me saying it's crazy. But we have done it. We have done it to this age. And I'm so grateful for all the experience that I've had. All the downs, all the ups, all the whatever, everyone, blah, blah, blah. I fucking love the experience of it. I'm not saying I did it alone. I've done it. I have to give people their flowers. I'm saying I did it on my own, but I had a piece of help, whether it's music or film, people around me. You know how we have to learn with experiencing, with seeing it from outside. So yeah, let's see how Donata will be in her 30s. Let's see the Donata in her 40s. I'm actually excited to see Donata in her 40s. I always make this joke where Donata at 40 will be in Hawaii. We're going to Hawaii. So let's see that. Let's see how that happens. But for now, it's going with the flow. I'm boring you right now, right? So, also huge change which I've done. I didn't want to talk about this because I have a whole video of me crying doing it. But yes, I've shaved my hair because I've been through it with the hair. How was the process? I actually thought I was not going to do it, but I did it. I had like a whole 1 hour to convince myself that I have to do this. And I'm willing to start again, by the way. I'm willing to start again, but not in like 3 months. In 3 months, let's see if I can do it again. But for the meantime, I don't have my hair. I know most of you are here. I have seen the, I don't know which one will come first, the pic or the episode. Still, I have to edit this one, so I'm sure the pic will come first. So I know most of you have seen the pic already. So yeah, that's what happened. That is the only thing that I've done on my birthday, which is like shave my hair. I had like short hair for like 2 months ago. So I cut my hair 2 months ago and I've been rocking my short hair. I loved it, but I'm like, no, let's go deep. Let's cut it more. So, and that's how it is. If you know me, you know how I talked about my hair every fucking time. I have great hair. I've talked about it even on this episode. Oh, 40 minutes in. Let's go. I can't have a 20-minute episode. You guys would listen to it. So that's it for today. Am I coming back again? I don't know. I don't know, but I hope so. I hope to come back again. I'll try and come back. So did I forget anything? I don't think I forgot anything. No, everything was said. Everything that needed to be said was said. But yeah, before I forget, go and search for FGM Survivor on TikTok and get all the info. I know Kenyans, Somali and Ethiopians understand the process, but if you're from other countries, France, US, Australia, UK, you guys can go ahead and get some info. That's it. What else? Nothing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. It's crazy, isn't it? But yes, I've been your host. How do we end this day? Thank you so much for listening, and I've been your host, Donata Odhiambo. Asante sana, shukran, kamsahamnida. Ero kamano, let me go.